Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That was the voice of Christopher Smith, Mass Live, proving Ted Johnson right again. Not only were players side-eyeing, they were voicing their displeasure with Rafi Devers and his comments yesterday.
Just not being covert in their irritation or, just being upset. They're overt.
Which means you're near the end of your rope. When you're not hiding it anymore, you kind of had it, enough of it. You're fed up if you're voicing it. Especially in a room full of reporters. It's not like it was at a team function where it might get out. You're in a team, a room full of reporters, and you're voicing your frustration. So the fracturing, the displeasure within the clubhouse, it's bubbling up. But there's also some displeasure with your Boston Celtics. And a lot of it revolves around not anyone's willingness to do their jobs. It's more their ability to do their jobs, to, I don't know, maybe win a basketball game. I don't know, maybe hold on to a 20-point lead. I don't know. Maybe beat a team that has... It does feel like a lot to ask at this point, the way this team is playing. But the Knicks played a horrific basketball game, and still won. That's the really... It'd be one thing if they were balling out and Brunson had like 50, and you're like, my God, this guy can't be stopped. That was a bad basketball game the other night. It really wasn't all that enjoyable to watch. It was bad shooting by both teams, poor execution, obviously, at the end by the Celtics. And that includes Jason Tatum, a guy who's supposed to be their finisher, their clutch guy, their superstar. You just put the ball in his hands, right? So much so that Joe Mazzulla was like, hey, it worked last time. Just do it again. Go ahead. Do it again. Bad plan, Joe. We'll get to you in a minute. But Ted Johnson, you have some interesting notes and comps in terms of closing out games that might be interesting for NBA playoff fans right now.
Well, I just thought it was interesting. They were talking about Get Up this morning, on Get Up, about just the most clutch field goals, or the most clutch time field goals this season by players still left in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. And at number five, one of the most the fifth rated clutch player is. Go ahead. You want to guess?
Oh no.
Oh, okay. You're just holding your number five. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Steph Curry at number five.
Yeah, he's clutch.
At number four, we saw
Jaylen Brown.
Nope. He is not in this on this list. Tyrese Haliburton. Number three, most clutch field goal this season by players still left in the playoffs is Anthony Edwards. Number two, Nikola Jokic. And number one, can you guess who number one might be?
Jalen Brunson.
Boom. Jalen Brunson.
And I didn't hear any Celtics on that list.
Not a one. And can I just say, for a potential, you might have to, the Celtics, if we can get through this Knicks series, might have to play the Indiana Pacers. And just to kind of compare, here's a guy that's, 24 years old. A lot of people think, some people are the players voted most overrated player in the NBA.
Yeah.
So the most overrated player in the NBA shoots 90%, 10 of 11, on field goals to tie or take the lead in the last 2 minutes of a game this season. The only players to record multiple game-winning field goals with under 3 seconds remaining since 1998, one, Robert Horry. Two, LeBron James. Three, Aaron Gordon. And four, Tyrese Haliburton. And the biggest thing about saying that is Jason Tatum, JB, nowhere near those. And those are stats that I think that's what makes I think it's part is part of the frustration is you don't see a clutch gene in Jason Tatum.
So are you tying together clutchness, overratedness, Halliburton, Tatum, and when it comes out the other end as a sausage, are you telling me that Jason Tatum's the most overrated player in the NBA?
Nope, no. I'm not saying that.
That's how I read that.
What I'm saying is I think the performances at clutch time for Tatum are part of the kind of the narrative, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is like everybody else, but, you know, he is Jason Tatum. Everybody else shot poorly, but...
You know what he... I mean, you know, okay, he's shooting 17% from 3 points in clutch time in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay, so I just... That might be a better way to kind of put it.
You could double it, and it still wouldn't be great.
He had 13 points in game two. I don't care what this game script dictated. That is nothing short of pathetic.
But he had a lot of rebounds.
But this isn't one of those games where you say, like, oh, he had 19 points and 8 assists and 13 rebounds. Great, he had a bunch of rebounds. That's awesome. Last time I checked, he's not being paid to be the Eastern Conference's Rudy Gobert.
No, he is not. That is 100% accurate. And it has led to a lot of, I guess, dramatic or maybe over-dramatic conversations about his career, his legacy.
It's a national story.
Yes, it is. Yes. And he wants to be the national story, right? He has lusted after being the national story. I don't think he wants to be the national story for this reason. The overrated, the whether it's Tim Legler, whether it's Tim Welsh, and you know, basketball.
Kendrick
Perkins, experts that are former players, former coaches, are all looking at Tatum and saying, you can't do that. You can't do it either way if you're the star of the team. But especially, as Scal said to us, if you seek out notoriety and you seek out more respect and adulation and all these things, and then you show up and put back-to-back performances like he's put up for the... And I'll be honest, I'm still surprised by the second one. I thought he would respond. You know, we were all sort of... I mean, you weren't maybe as much, Ted, but like Scal and I, Fitzy, we were all kind of like, Tatum's going to bounce back. Celtics are going to bounce back. They'll score. And they didn't, and he didn't. And I don't... I guess the question is, what leads me to believe that if game one and game two were so bad, why is game three going to be so different? Just because he's on the road, is there going to be some weird pressures off? Where, you know, everyone's against us at MSG.
I mean, I can tell you what a lot of people would say that know this team very well, that know how analytically driven this team is that and if you listen to Brian Windhorst, this is basically the whole thing he was saying. Well, the Celtics just look at the games on paper and they go, well, the math doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. From what we know, the math doesn't make sense. So, but they're basically saying you can't have 3 games of this bad a shooting. The math will show you the history. Look, we got all this data.
Right.
That's going to tell you, you can't. This can't continue. The bad shooting trend can't continue because we got the math and the history of all this data to prove it.
So, Fitzy, I would agree with that on a team-wide level. It seems weird to me that they can continue to just all suck shooting threes, be 25%. It's also crazy that they were exactly 25% in 2 straight games from three-point land. But for Tatum, postseason shooting woes goes back to last year. This isn't just a 2-game thing. He hasn't shot well in the postseason consistently for a year plus in the postseason.
No, there was nothing special about Tatum's offensive output last season, which is what allowed for Jaylen Brown to assert himself and end up winning conference finals and NBA finals MVPs contiguously. Again, against opponents that were lacking one or two of their star players. And just to point out, why you might have some high hopes for Jason Tatum having a good game tomorrow or the next couple of games against the Knicks, in addition to the fact that he does have rabbit ears and has probably been listening to all the criticism he's been facing on the local and national level, he did average more rebounds, assists, and points on the road this year than at home. Not a massive amount, not such a discrepancy that it's like, oh my God, only start him on the road like he's a true road warrior. But he is a better player on the road, and it almost makes you wonder, like, what is it about having your back against the wall in these situations when people are telling you you suck that makes you better than when you're at home and it's nothing but love, which he seems to feed off of? It's very, very, very curious.
Which is a weird dynamic because we all wonder if he has the, you know, eye of the tiger type thing, and yet we're trying to paint it in, well, maybe he needs the pressure to perform. Like that's so we question his clutchness, but then we say he needs to be down 0-2 at Madison Square Garden coming off two bad games to give you his best game. That would seem to be counterintuitive.
My explanation for that is I think there's a weird energy in the TD Bank sometimes.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Celtics, they just – and I think he feels it. I think there's a – the energy can be off. There's a tightness that the crowd gets. And I think it feeds into Tatum. And see, he gets tight at the end of games, too.
I did think there was a weirdness.
It might sound like, okay, that shouldn't be the case.
Well, it shouldn't
be the case. If you're talking about somebody who isn't maybe as strong-minded as we're suggesting, then it's not the most surprising thing.
But there was definitely a weird, uncomfortable, some missed threes. You could kind of feel the crowd. I don't know if groan was the right word, but just to like...
Grumble is the term that the guy people use. Grumble. There's some grumblings going on.
Oh, we doing this again?
Yep.
You know, and that
feeds
up
into the players.
Yeah, and so... But I would also... they can't avoid it. Like, I'm a big believer that as much as I may hate that they shoot a boatload of threes, that's who they are. They're going to shoot a boatload of threes. They're going to, you know, wide open threes, move the ball, do their various things. But once you start thinking... You're toast. Is that fair to say? Like, once you really start thinking about how you're playing basketball as opposed to just playing it way you've played
like,
it for years.
The Japanese say it should be a no-mind game. Basketball, you got to take your mind out of it. Absolutely.
So their mindset is probably as important as anything heading into Madison Square Garden. Their shooting ability, everything. Like
it's the only question for this team.
Right.
Is their mindset. Do they have the right mindset to overcome a 2-0 deficit to a team that they're clearly better than, but that have showed that they aren't going away easy. I mean, you imagine like the Celtics, when they got a 20-point lead, if they have a 20-point lead in tomorrow's game, they basically have given...
Worst thing that could happen to them.
It's like
the hockey.
They got to keep... You know what? It's going to force them to keep playing, you know, whatever, however it got to that 20-point lead continually, because they know if they take the foot off their gas a little bit, that they might lose the game again.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that. If they get a 20-point lead, like in the third quarter, they're going to be thinking about it. Whereas normally you'd be thinking about how much time left. We just close this out. We move on. What are we going to do the next?
And they miss four shots in a row, which happens all the time.
Yes.
All of a sudden they go, uh-oh, this feels very familiar. And that's where you lead to it happening again.
And that's where your guy, Jaylen Brown, needs to grab the ball, take it to the paint, get people in foul trouble, exert some physical dominance, and then flex on the Knicks and remind them that what happened in Boston was more anomalous to the equation as opposed to when they won four straight against them this regular season.
I agree, but not in a sense where he has to think about it. I'll go back to that. They are at their best when Brown and Tatum coexist naturally, not, oh, he's doing this. Oh, I guess I better do that. Like, actually thinking. You know what I mean? Like, it can't be a conscious balance or back and forth. It has to just kind of be within the flow of the game.
That's nice in the middle of the season when you got a 10-game lead on the next guy. When it's an elimination game on the road, the pressure of defending a championship, you factor all that in, and sphincters get tight, brother.
Which is why I thought it was interesting yesterday, and we're getting back to your phone calls just a second, 617-779-7937. There was a balance of Tatum comments. One was like, I can't change anything. You can't change anything. You can't think any differently, which I didn't like. I do think there's something to be said for, like, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Then he had the other comment that we played yesterday about, it's on me. I put all of it on me. I have to be better. I have to own that. And I agree with that, but I don't know where he actually believes. Because he had those comments a couple weeks ago about, oh, it was just so relaxing when we won the title. I don't have to worry about anything. And are you sure? Are you sure you have nothing to worry about? Because I feel like you're at the crossroads of all-time great wins back-to-back titles, or you can join the Aaron Rodgers crew, the one-off crew.
He made that care. I feel as carefree as I've ever felt. You know, now that that was after winning the Orlando Magic series and before the start of this series.
Yes, it was. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Joe in the car. What are your thoughts on Jason Tatum and the Celtics?
Good to see, gentlemen. I'm going to tell you something. I've been saying this. I've been calling the radio for years, and anybody knows me. I've been telling this about Jason Tatum. He is not a superstar. He is not, okay? And the face of the league, let's stop it with Tatum, okay? The face of the league is Anthony Edwards for me, okay? He's the face of the league. The kid's got charisma. He's got fight. He's got heart. Jason Tatum is a bum. I'd rather have Porzingis than a Jason Tatum. Porzingis healthy is more valuable to us than a brick of a shooter as Jason. Even his shot doesn't even look right.
All right, thanks for the call, Joe. I felt like you were going down.
The guy sucks. Get him out of here.
I thought there was a chance we'd have to drop it there.
I might be my favorite caller. He's so passionate, reasonably informed, never backs down from his takes as well. He's no bum. I get it. Anthony Edwards is the face of the league. That's interesting. But, again, the whole notion of Jason Tatum's big game clutch, the cojones, face of the league, no one said he's the face of the league. He said he wanted to have something to say about it if he won a championship. And this whole, the worst take ever could be, or the worst soundbite might be, what they going to say now? Well, the funny thing is, if you lose 4-0 or 4-1 to the Knicks when you beat them 4-0 during the regular season, what they going to say? They're going to say last year's championship was kind of a sham championship, and you're right back to being knockout Tatum.
Isn't it interesting that that championship, I think probably in his mind, that just washes away any future criticism, like everyone's done. The work, it was not done. And people go, you know, what is Jason Tatum? I think I wonder if we've over, maybe you typecast him wrong. I gave you my, he's the best supporting actor as opposed to the lead actor, right?
Yeah.
I think that maybe that's kind of what it still might be at the end of the day. I know, that's a conversation to have down the road, but I still feel like that's part of the frustration is he's a great supporting actor, maybe not the best lead actor.
This is a weird comparison, but Jason Tatum might want to call John Henry, who, owning the Boston Red Sox, won 4 World Series titles after they had gone nearly 100 years without. You'd think he'd be the most popular owner in the history of the world. And that lasted very short. And then all of a sudden they're like, wait, why aren't you spending money? Why are we in last place? Why aren't you in the playoffs? People forget very quickly, Jason Tatum. You get credit for the title. It also increases expectations. It puts you in a different stratosphere.
Right.
So,
to be better.
I also need to push back just slightly on Joe. Love the passion. But we are only one game removed from Anthony Edwards not scoring a field goal till midway through the third quarter and his coach calling out his effort in game one when they got their asses whooped by the Warriors. Yeah. So, like,
that fat load.
Like, he's not exactly the perfect player either right now, although he did come back. It looked like a bad injury. He came back, led them to victory last night. Let's see if we can squeeze in another phone call. Let's go to Jim in Weymouth with some thoughts on Kristaps Porzingis, who is in a very weird situation these days. What's up, Jim?
How you doing, guys? I haven't heard this brought up, but for the last 2 years in a row in the playoffs when we need him the most, Porzingis is either unavailable or borderline useless. And I haven't heard this brought up at all.
Look,
all right, thanks.
He's one of my favorite players. I thought he was the secret to maybe them winning the whole thing last year. Even though they won it without him, essentially, they still needed him throughout the season. I'm the biggest Porzingis fan, and I'm starting to feel like he just said, I'm starting to get kind of, okay, man, you know what? Everyone said this about you before you got here, and I get it. But I think for this team to be special, and the margin for error is bigger for this team if Porzingis.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Is healthy and playing, but man, what is going on?
See, I am hesitant, Fitzy, to go all in critical of Porzingis because this is one of the weirdest situations. Scala said weird.
Yep.
Chris Mannix was tweeting about it.
Yeah.
Well, Mazzulla said that they know what it is.
They're tying together what's going on now to March when he missed that time.
Yep.
And I almost, it's hard to, it's like he's gutting it out. It's like maybe he, like Rafi Devers maybe wouldn't even be playing if he was dealing with what Kristaps Porzingis. Yeah. So that's a shot at Rafi.
If he didn't miss
while
so many
Porzingis.
Other games because of other injuries, we wouldn't be talking about this like we are.
And if we didn't like him as much, we wouldn't defend him as much. Because we do all seem to like him. He gets, he works the crowd, the entrances, the excitableness. We all love him. But the reality is, when it's nut cutting time, he's often not at full strength, full availability.
I will say this quickly, Fitzy, is give me whatever you got. And I think Coach Tim Welch said this earlier on the interview with Midday, which was great. He basically said, you know what? If you only can use him for 8 minutes, then use him for 8 minutes.
Right.
And start him. Start him, too.
Yeah, start him. Start him. And if once he starts wearing down, then take him out. But I still think he's value add than not having him out there.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Back to your phone calls. Talking Celtics. Game 3 must win. Tatum legacy on the line at MSG. What a place to have it happen Saturday afternoon at 3:30. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.